are deep into the sugya of Gadol Havayis. Quite a complex sugya, as I told you already yesterday and Sunday. I'll try to figure out a few things. Number one, I had a hora on yesterday. Avi showed me a prisha, which is a shach quote. It's a cotton kav zayin, which I had overlooked. When I saw the shach, I already forgot what the cotton was. I thought he was bashing the prisha that I knew about. He was bashing a different prisha. Because the preacher that we quoted, I think it was Yudalid, said what we thought was Chaim Tipshad, I think was correct, and that in the words of that preacher, Yudalid itself, which was, we thought was crazy yesterday. But if you look at Chav Zayin, a whole different Never Never Land, a whole loop shot, which is completely different. I mean, it's not, how should I say it? It's not as rare as the preacher, as we read Yudalid. We read Yudalid in a case where no one keeps 7 days of availability. Nobody. Not everyone, you know, I would say in his mirrors, Hamamarim, Elosei, Sumacharim, Lovo. I don't know, but they just get the break. That's sort of crazy. After we read the preacher in Shinai and Hayes, talking it down. Perhaps what he meant when he says in Sukkot Chav Zayin, it's almost, I mean, it's more outlandish. It may not be more impossible, just a little more outlandish. What's the case? Let's take a look at Chav Zayin. Also have, interesting case. What happened? If Holach HaGadol of the Beit HaKvaros, so you wait until Yistam HaGadol, and even those who stay behind wait until that time of Mishar, when it's going to be, they predict what's going to happen, that's when they begin. Look at this now. Umayri be'ofen shagadol abayim sheholach ma'meis lo hizchol avilus o'ach ha'shtim et ha'kever me'ez ha'sibo for whatever reason v'kavanoso sheyachol avilus o'ch sheyachzo. That's what he thought. In other words, the real time for starting is the kvura. Whether it be the, you know, they have, you know, the income tax, well, actual or estimated. Whether it be the real kvura or the estimated kvura, as the people who are left behind are trying to figure out when it is. That's when it begins. So that's when it begins. But what did it talk about? What did it talk about? What are you talking about? But that's when it begins. It's when it begins. No. Because this klutzy gadol habayis decided for some reason not to start avelus right away, but to start it later. And therefore, the 3 days, we say that that the fact that he delayed his surveillance is irrelevant. It'd be more than 3 days, it would still not be relevant. In fact, footnote, Tamak Bays, what are you talking about? Maza Talib Kavanaso, L'chor Monim Yishoshin is Chayav Avelis, Afim Lono Bini Avelis, V'mitzayon, K'vavuvish, Dimashin Tariv, if you skip a few days, doesn't make a difference, we'll discuss it. So the whole pshat is so far from the simple pshat, Yikah Chosim and Asefer, for sure, and the footnote kasha is a tremendous kasha. So although the preacher is not, I can't call this as what I would consider to be factually incredible, as the shot what we had yesterday, but that it's shot in the tour is just as incredible. I mean, given this kasha in the bottom, I don't know how to answer that one either. So the kid to the preacher is fair, but if he meant in Yudal, if in Chav Zayin, we have to do a different kasha against him. But okay. So either way, it's real. Right. Yesterday, at the end, we were up for Rabbeinu Simcha. We're going to discuss. The very end of the Maram. Everyone has something. The Maram is the key to this whole sugya. Shimon Ayin Beis and Ayin Gimel. At the very, very end, he quotes Pshat from Rabbeinu Simcha, which we will see most of. We get cut off before the Zirak ends. And the Pei Zayin. Let's take a look. Rabbeinu Simcha is our concept. It's against everybody. The hard on a volume of Kara Mone Moin, Myrit Gonshaholi, who the ear a heret, the Kovro, who mixed at the veil of Holkuimo, Venisha got a bias for bias. The Ashes can name in Yonah? Shabakan, Misha Yosta, Mipesal Beso, Ela Shabakan, Vela Shasham, Misha Yosta, Magolo. They're two separate councils. Okay? Fine. What happened? The Hawkoi, Shemchazo the Khan, Yvokam Kara, Afilu, Biyom Zion, Who came back? Who came from Makom Kara? Echad min ha'ochem imo. Look at this now. We until that we saw in the Ramban and in the Shach that when it comes to someone who was there and went and came and returned, the Karav is irrelevant. No, called the Rabbi Yisrael, that's relevant here too. Monei moin. Why? Kevin sheyada shemeis kishehen yadu sherei moin hoya. He knew from the beginning. So, what's the Rabbi Yisrael saying? The fact that he knew is a greater, makes it a greater chance that what? He'll pick up the early account. It's exactly the opposite of what? Chara of the Rosh and the Rambam. The Fakir that he knew earlier is a less of a chance that he can pick up an early account. We'll be boiling. All up, God of the Beis HaKvaros, now the Hashem Dipko, Shaktan and Mishru Khan, but God will all up the Beis HaKvaros, the Chazar, Mimokom, Korov, again, the Yom Shvi, Mal. There's a distinction between within 3 days, And beyond three days. Fine. And then he says, you do not have, because on the other side of the page, he just adds a little, one more little twist. What's the one more little twist? If he was buried in the place where he died, and somebody went, came before the Kfura, and came back, he counts with them. Why? Because there's only one minion. When there's only one minion, and you were there, and you went, you came back, doesn't matter who went, doesn't matter how far you went, because there's only one minion. I'll read you the language of Rabbeinu Simcha. Kevan the enkel and minion echad, ben godol, ben kot, ben rochok, ben korov, monei moin. In other words, if somebody is in a place, and someone was there, and presumably left even, I guess, even before the Leviathan. He went somewhere and he came back. He's always going to count with them. There's only one minion. But, lo yada shemeis, he didn't know. Look at this now. Nire da habikim al shkol shmua krova, the monami of shmua shiva shloshim. Exactly the opposite of the Rosh and the Rambam. If somebody heard about something from later on, it's a shmua. She counts them of yomi yom shmua. The Rosh of the Rambam said the only time you have a dispensation of Gadol Habayis. Hello. Yes.
The air conditioner here on the bottom?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Can I come in now, or?
You can come in now if you wish, because you can come in an hour and a half, it would be better.
God told me all I need to do, Rabbi, is to turn off the air conditioner unit, leave the fan on, and you should check the filter to make sure it's not plugged.
Yeah,
the
problem
will be frost. He says, try frost it up.
It's been frosted up for 2 weeks. That's the problem.
Two weeks.
Yeah,
but that's because it's down to cold.
I know that. But the problem is that it's 2 weeks. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Do you want to take care of it now? You want, I don't want to cut off. Fine.
Okay.
Just turn it on. Make sure it's on off. Put it both on off.
Leave the fan on.
Put your fan on. Okay. Okay. So it is exactly the reverse. He's saying that if the person heard about it from outside, that's a shmua krova, and it counts from the. Well, okay, I take that back. It's not the opposite of the Rosh. That's just he's saying if you hear from a faraway place or a different place, it's a shmua krova, and you begin right away from the moment of the shmua. I could. I don't want to talk too much about it because the sheet is yachid and it's out of the main loop of sheet that we're discussing over here. Fine. So Rav Olsai, let's now get to the problem of the steer and the tour. We don't like the preacher's answer. We have to give our own answer. Okay. Let's give our own answer. So the Shach gives an answer. He answers the tour. Let's take a look. So we have to. Let's open the Shach. Okay. Open the Shach. We'll see an answer. Simon, Shin, I, and Hey, this cousin, you'd be. The Shach We're not going to read the entire shach right now. I want to read you on column two, wide line 10. I believe so. When we come upon third word. When we come upon belav achi esatarek, the harder cost of the air, elu ve elu monin, mishiyitosin magola, to shmechaber to base, to towards the base. Hainu hecha de godol abayis dor shom, the mokom shiyikover hamesin. And he quotes the Mordechai. So it's his base, everybody counts, mishiyitosin magola, this is the godol abayis shom, dor shom. Adkan. And he quotes this is my 10-line quote. Then he says, Uvakochov, the Dibri Amachab, the Dibri Amachab, came. Shari Hetik Dibri Aramba, the Masha Mine, Mio, Bailishi Masha Pirishu, Dvaro, Bailishi Masha Kurashi, Dvaro, we'll get to that later. Eilish and Nishru Khan, Mio, Monin, Mishayete Amate, Velo, Mishayisote Magolo, Afagav, Dagodol, Hoya, Bishat, Sima Sagolo, the Beta Kvar. Still, those who stay behind have an early account. Well, the else is based, Kasav, the Gadol HaMishpach HaHolech, Gadol HaMishpach HaHolech, Imo, Af Elo Shebekan, Einon Monin, Ela Mishayi Kaveh. Right, so there's a contradiction. Elevadai Hotham Mairi, the Gadol HaBai is Dov HaMachom Shayi Kaveh, Vahai Dorsham, Nirali Haimah Zekema, the Dorsham, V'Nishar Sham, Holchin Acherov. Avalim lo nisha sham, ki dar sham my havi, dof hashtu etzla, period. This is what the Shach says. So the Shach is taking the general approach of the Mordechai and the Maharam and using it to attempt to reconcile the Torah and the Mechab. That's the Shach is saying in general terms, broad strokes. I'm not going with every last detail right now. This is what he's trying to do. Okay? Everyone with me so far? Not that the preacher, he already attacked the preacher earlier. Now he's giving his own interpretation, his own sense. Everybody with me so far? So what's the difference between Sif Beis and Sif Chet? So yesterday, I tried to make it very simplistic. Let's say, forget Dor. Dor doesn't mean Dor. Dor just means where he is. The Shach himself agreed with me halfway. That Dor doesn't mean anything by itself. Dor means that's not only Dor Shach, but Nishar Shach. Okay? So I wanted to interpret yesterday that it's all a matter of where the Gadol ends up. If the Gadol goes to the Kvura and comes back, so if he's dark, he probably wants to observe Shiv in his own house, then everybody starts early. If the Gadol is Dar Sham, which means he stays here, and then he goes to the Kvura and stays by the Kvura, then everybody starts late. Okay, that's a simple interpretation I wanted to suggest. Without the word Dar being taken too literally. If you look carefully, the Lashon of the Maharam, which I have to go back to again, he doesn't say the expression of here, Nishar Sham and Dar Sham, or Holach Sham V'Dar Sham, or Nishar Khan V'Dar Khan. He doesn't use both expressions, which would imply that you need to sit straight in it. You have to be there and live there, or be here and live here. You won't find it. If you look at the Maharam carefully, I don't think anywhere will you find that kind of a double expression, which would indicate that there is an additional halach of darab over and above, they have to be there. Shach and Tzitzit have to be there, whether they may be here or there, kan or kan. So therefore, should emerge. That's how I understood the Maharam. The only place I found a double lashon is in the Hagoth Maimon Constantina. There, in one place, he has an expression of halach sham v'darsham, I believe. But even there, it could be laughed off, because if you look at the ratio there, again, he didn't put in these two requirements in one direction or the other. This is a general stroke. What the Shach wants to do to end for the Mechaber and the Tour. Okay, about time. Are you with me so far? Everybody with me so far? Okay. Let's chazer therefore. Let's chazer again. In Sif Ches, it's quite clear that he came back. The Feresh, right? It's clear in Sif Ches. Okay. It's clear he came back. Since Bays, there's nothing there but hear about coming back. Didn't say a word. Now, there is an important piece which we saw at the end of the year, which we're going to come back to in a minute, about the L'chumra. Yushami's year says we have a L'chumra. The always are being mocked. That L'chor you don't find in the Mechavim, that they have L'chumra. The God of Abaya should only work L'chumra at first glance we don't see it in the Mechavim. Am I correct? I haven't seen it. What's that? I haven't seen it. The Shachlo. Is it in the Mechavim? The dying. Let's take a look at the Shachbeis. The Mechavim Lashon is the Shachbeis as follows. Misha Darkon Shloach Ameis the Medina Acheres the Kovar Vein Yodah Mata Yikovar Meishi Yachta Tanei Milavas Natsum Limas Shiva Shloshim Natsum Lazaba. Fine. Okanim Amodah Mishi Yikovar. Fine. I think there's no Godel. If Godel HaMishpoch HaHolech Imo Af Eilu Shepikan Ein Amonim Ela Mishay Yikovar. What does that mean? The Godel HaMishpoch accompanies the Meis. So to say, behind only counts at the later time. Says the Shach, Mashma, Dafka L'chumra Adina Bosa Gadol HaMishpoch. In Mona Ela Mishay Yikovar. Avul Gadol HaMishpoch Hu Eitzel Eilu Shenisharu Kan Ein Malo Moriz. Al Afal Pikein Aholchem Mameis Ein Monin Ela Mishay Yikovar. Because that's a person Shemeli Beis Yosef Dafka Beis Madritu. The whole of Ameis, Melner, Shitos, and Azolel, Bain, Zadol, Abayit, Abayit, Bain, Zadol, Efo, Bain, Zadkvart, Bechein, Aminik. That's what the Shach was saying from the Mechav. Aval Atur, Kosav, that Kol, Holech, Acha, Zadol, Abayit, the Nisha, Khan, Elu, Ve'elu, Monin, Mishayete, Ameis. And as the Rabban said, what do you do with the Yerushalmi, the Chumrah? What do you do with the Yerushalmi? It works even the cooler. I'll give you my thought. It's a Kiddush. But it says the Chumrah means even the Chumrah. It works the Chumrah too. Remember, the Babli is only a cooler for the whole thing of God of the Bible, right? It saves time. So when the Yishami says the Chumrah, that's the Yishami that works the Chumrah as well. Not only the Chumrah. Not exclusively the Chumrah. I don't know. The Rosh didn't even address the issue. The Rosh never addressed the issue of the Chumrah. Those are the two. They just assume the Chumrah and the cooler. The Yishami is the Chumrah. Maybe it means even the Chumrah. Perhaps. Now, again. What did it say in the Mechav? In God of HaMishpoch, HaHolech Imo, is what's found. If the God of HaMishpoch stays behind, there's nothing, as the Shach pointed out. It doesn't say a word. Okay? And the question becomes, what would happen? You know, Alex, all stands, if you were in the Mechaber, what would you say? If the God of the Mishpach stays behind, you know what happens? The same thing has happened in the Reisha. Two separate minyanim. Right? Those who stay behind, the God who stays behind has his minyan, and those who go ahead have their minyan and they end later. Huh? Now, that's what it sounds like, no? Look at the Mechaber, it's Beis. There's a Godel, it says, in the first duration, there's no Godel. So who starts when? Those who stay behind start early. Those who go ahead start later. If there's a Godel, what happens? Everyone starts later. Right? Hey, that's a great shot on the Chumrah. That is something to do. I just satisfied the Chumrah problem, right? Now it's the Chumrah. Great. But why does Tosis have a whole convoluted shot on the Chumrah? Both of us, remember what Tosis shot on the Chumrah was? Remember, you forgot. We saw yesterday, did we not? So the Chumrah means that what? You have to sit Shiva of 9 days. We have the new version of the Nukshat in 9 days. What happens? If it takes 2 days to get to the Mokam Mitzvah, to the Mokam Kvura, so those who are Mokam Kvura have to sit 9 days of Pisha. Oh, I was going to say 9 days of Shiva. Okay, 9 days of Shiva. How do you do that? They really didn't count as their own count, but we call the God of Abayas as soon as they hear about it. They have to start available because the God of Abayas is staying behind. And so the Marami wrote in the book Sibshat and the Tosh of Sibshat. That's right in the words of the Chumrah. What's the word of this Pshat of the Chumrah? We have a Pshat of the Chumrah without coming up for 9 days. Just say the God of Abayas is the Chumrah in what case? That if he goes along with the maze, that even though they stay behind, they're going to be stuck with I don't have to be stuck with 9 days. They'll be stuck with 7 later days. 2 days of limbo, and then and another 7 days. We consider it to be chumrah. That'll be the chumrah. What if the Gwaz tells us to come out to the Zuchra? The answer, I guess, is depends on your girsa. In other words, what's the matter? If the average person, if he's given the following choice, somebody died on Sunday. One choice is Dutch Shiva. Sunday ends on Shabbat. Second choice, no. Hold off the Shiva until Tuesday, and then ends Shiva on Monday, which is a Chumrah. Yeah. That's called a Chumrah. Yeah, it's stuck 7 days, 2 days later. Yeah, they're not going to go to work these 2 days. That's considered to be a Chumrah. Not that I wanted to project. This Mechalim is based on itself a Chumrah. So what led Tosha to say adult? The answer is all a matter of Girsa. If you look at the Yerushalmi as we have the Yerushalmi, it's a Beferish. Doesn't it say the Chumrah? But only said the word the Chumrah, then my Pshat would be a very nice Pshat Mechalim. What a beautiful, interesting, beautiful Pshat. Is that what it says? It's Elu ve'elu monim ishiyot ha'meis. Right? So therefore, it says Elu ve'elu monim ishiyot. No, you don't believe me. There's a Ferish in the Rishami that way. Elu ve'elu monim mishiyot ha'meis. No. Shrav and Gaval like a kasha. Okay. But the Mechaba left it out. Right? The Mechaba sounds like it's against the Rishami. No. Mechaba doesn't quote that. Torah doesn't quote that. So, the Beis Yosef says it is a different gear than the Rishalim. That's where the things of Gearsology comes into play. In other words, if the gear says this way, no, why do I don't know what gear, what you have over in front of you. Let's take a look at the types. Look at not types. You know what? Let's start with the Rush better. The Rush is, that's the most standard gear for the soul. It's two different gear souls. What's on the Rishalim? That's where it all hangs on. The two different gear souls. Let's read the Rush to Malamatech. That's so the first, our first encounter of the Rishalim was in the Rush. What did Rishalim say in the Rush? Hareisha Malikim Mimokam Lamokam. Case from the Kavim of the Beis Biri. Is Tanak Elisha Vekam Onam Mashiach Sinah Mase. Elisha Shasham Onam Mashiach Sassam Agola. Is Tanak Tani Elu Ve'elam Onam Mashiach Sassam Agola. Rav Simon. It's the first. The shame. Maybe she'll be Levi. Hakol Holech Acha Gorla Mishpach. What does that mean? L'chumra. She's got a mishpach of kan. Elu ve'elu. Mona mishiyete ameis. Vim hoya got a mishpach of sham. Elu ve'elu. Mona mishiyete tzatze magolo. Ain't got a mishpach of. So it slips down the road. That's the Yerushalmi. It's not enough to say my pshat l'chumra at the phone for 2 days. No. The nature of the l'chumra is l'chora. Vim hoya got a mishpach of kan. Elu ve'elu mona mishiyete hameis. Right? Mishiyete hameis. So the question becomes, those who are quote there, why are they keeping, so why is that a chumrah? They're getting away with murder now. They end 2 days earlier. That's the kasha. They end 2 days earlier. So what's the answer to that kasha? No, they do not end 2 days earlier. Although it does say, and they begin Mishayete Hameis, that's the Kvod HaGodol. But they have to keep 2 days later from the Kvura. Since they're there at the time of the Kvura, they have to keep 2 days later from the Kvura. That's what Tosis says. Okay? Now let's take a look at Tosis now. So. Now we saw the Rush, put the Tosis. They both said, please. Chav, Beis, Avanal. Close to the bottom part, close to Yerushalmi. Okay. Is Tani Tani Elisha Bekam Odom Shiyeti Ameis Ve'elisha Shom Odom Shiyeti Ameis Is Tani Hani Ve'ani Mishiyeti Ameis Rav Simon Mishiyeti Ameis Ben Levi Hakol Holach HaGod La Mishpach I mean L'Chumra Ma L'Chumra. Now here's tricky. We have to compare the Girsa of the Tosis which we have with the Girsa of the Yerushalmi which we have in the Rush. Okay, let's look in Tosis and then let's look to the Rush. What's the comment? Im hoya gadol la mishpacha kan, right? Elu shekan monim mishiyetei hameis ve'elu shesham monim mishiyetei magolel. Gadol la mishpacha sham elu ve'elu monim mishiyetei magolel. Now, That's the gears which we have printed here in Tarsus from the Yerushalayim. What was the Russian gears? Let's cut them again. Gorla Mishpacha Khan. Elu Ve'elu Monim. Mishiyata Hame. No. It's already changed. The gears we have here is Elu Shibakan Moshe Mishiyata Hame. Elu Shibakan Moshe Mishiyata. Now, the Tarsus is Akashim. The Kashim Al Chumru. So the Beis Yosef said, what? Tosfos Kash is no Kash against his own Girsa. It's a typo in Tosfos. Tosfos, the real Girsa should be the Rosh's Girsa. Then ask the Kasha, the Maram Kasha, Ma'al L'chumra, Ozimna Zinu L'kula Basal Labayim. But according to the Girsa which we have in our Tosfos, namely, L'gadol HaMishpacha Kan, Eilu Ve'elu, no, excuse me, Eilu Shavakan, Mona Mashiach Tameis, Ve'er Shemona Mashiach Tosheim, HaGolel, Shom, no kashas ago. That's the valdik. No kashas. Could that be the machabes shita? What did the machabes say? What did the machabes say over here in Tzvei? The machabes said. So what happens is the god of Abayis, holechimo, elu shibekan, ena monim ella mi sheikaver. Right, if the god of Mishpacha was by the kvura, that is what. That is the faith of the Rishonim. What's the ratio of the Rishonim? The God of Mishpacha stays behind. Then it's the same as if there's no God of Mishpacha. It's exactly what the Mechaber says. So the Mechaber is the Rishonim as the gears that we have in Tosis, and that's the Chumrah. So it's beautiful. So the only prophets thought you have the gears of the Russian Rishonim. That's when you have all these the Maram terrors and Tosis terrors going on the gears of the Russian Maram. Both are, just to summarize, the two ways of the Chumrah. One is the Mechaber's way, which seems to be based upon the gears which we have in our Tosis. That's Chazal. What's the Chumrah in that kind of case? If the Gola goes along, it's a postponement of the Shiva for everybody. If the Gola stays behind, then the Gola is irrelevant. The Gola starts earlier, as if he would be no Gola, and those who go along start later. That's the Mechaber. Poshim Shad. However, the Russian Girsa requires a whole rethinking. The Maram's Kasha. That's what the Maram's Teres, what we call Teres, the 9 days. According to this, there's no 9 days, it doesn't exist. And it's a little complicated, just going through the Cheshbonos over here about it. Okay? This is the Chumrah. I told you that we'd get back to the Chumrah, we got back to it big time. Okay? Different Shatim with the words, different Girsa with the words. Okay. Fine. Let's now turn our attention to Sivches. I have a very critical point to make. Critical. The Mechaber and Sivches left out the din of what we call the Bavli. What's the Bavli case? Act 2 we call it. What does that mean? Well, there's a famous din. The famous din of the Ramban. What did Ramban say? That if the Gadol starts off in place A, goes to place B, and comes back, soon within 3 days, then he picks up the count that everybody else is capable of. Everybody else. That's a fact. The first should come on the Bavli, right? Well, the Mechaber left it out. Left it out. Hello, Dover. Left it out. So we said, so the Rabban himself was defending the riff left it out. If we don't exactly know why he left it out. So we strive mightily in our interpretation of yesterday based upon the Shach that, you know what? He left it out because there's no din of 3 days. The only time to come back within 3 days is according to Tana Kama. According to Rav Shimon, you can come back within 7 days. I said, say so. Say so already. So I started saying Shai yesterday, well, it's sort of a Kama Koyman. That's a loving Malkum Macher, picks up the count. How much more so, somebody who was there, left, and came back, should pick up the count. Either Shtikul of Pirchah, he may have gone to a Malkum Rochuk, so we said Mitzvarit. It's still a pretty good kavukar. That's what we said yesterday. That's based upon the Shach. But the truth to tell, Rav Yosef Karo is against the Shach. Against the Shach himself concedes that. He's against Moran Rav Yosef Karo. What did Moran Rav Yosef Karo say? What did he say? The Beis Yosef says that the Rambam left it out. And the Riff left it out. Why? Those have this tradition. It's page Reish Pei Zion, the last medium-sized line. And Zal Tzvurim Sha'osa Tzugya Aliba Tanakam Itma Avalar Rav Shimon Shlosh Nalan Bein Tov Shlosha Li'acha Shlosha. In which direction are both that? In which direction? So yes, there was a shot, shock shot. There's no difference in either direction. As long as you come back within 7 days, you do pick up the count of the people whom you left came back to. He says, "Shaker." That filu babi al mashvi, who was babi makom kar, who must have got a bias of bias. Avin babi makom rachav, that filu babi makom kar, who must have got a bias of bias. Mona liatzmo, the god of bias shehalach lebeit hakvaras. Ain a mona ela mishiyatos in agolo. Afi luchazer et lebnei bias al mashlishi. Can you live with the rand al barur? So the Mechaber is the biggest Machmer in the world, same Shach the Rip and the Rambam. The opposite of what the Shach says. The Shach suggested in the Rambam wanted the same Shach and the Rip this way, that they left at the Gemara about 3 days, but didn't even come back on the seventh day. The God who came, went from A to B and came back to A, would pick up the earlier account. And Maran says, Faker, if you don't say it, you don't mean it. And the Rip never said it, the Rambam never said it, and Maran never said it. And the Mechaber never said it since. So therefore, according to this shita, if you replace A, our case, you place A, New York, you go there, it's Israel, and the Leviathan is a day later, and you come back on the third day to New York. So we said before the shock passes, and that's what we accept. La la, you pick up the day, and you get up with everyone else who stayed behind in New York. And Maran says no, you have to count an extra day. And he said that's not the Rif and the Rambam that way. What did I say now? I think Gemara is the first Faket. The Gemara goes according to the Tanakam. What's the Lumbus? What's the Lumbus? This is, reminds me a little bit of what I told you, the Lumbus, and the why the Rif and the Rambam omitted God of Abayin completely. They only mentioned the Derek Arab, the Rimi Gash, the Brick of Yosef. What did I say about that? I didn't say, Bush, Gemara, last one, Abed Beis. Ooh, she is. I mean to say it's loud enough. What was my terror? But according to Tanakhama, that's good. The Tanakhama, also 3 days, also seen in Mr. Yarra, with their specific halakhas. One of the specific halakhas is God of our bias. But according to Rav Shimon, there's no specific halakhas. All the only thing is, look, you come within 7 days, you come from a Mokum Korov, and they're counting. You don't need to do this 3 days. You don't need God of our bias either. I wise to mention at the end because people like to grab it and go to buy it. We mentioned the really gosh. Fine. A similar vein, I can say over here. Oh. The Chiddush of the Gemara of Beis Amidah, according to the Rif Rama of the Beit Yosef, is a Chiddush Neira. We should not take it for granted. A Godel Abayin leaves the house, goes to the cemetery, and comes back. Why should he kowtow to them? He's the Godel Abayin. He should have his own count, starting from the Kfura. Not that he wants it. He wants to work a day earlier also, but in principle, he is the God of Abayin. He should have his own count. The only way to overcome this, Rabbi, is with a powerful halacha. What's the powerful halacha? Well, that's Tanakhama. The first 3 days is talk for Shalevel, not coming in for Tefillin, not coming in for Pchi, not coming in for Malacha, not coming in for Shalosh Shalom. All that means they have for 3 days being different than all the other 4 days. It's a powerful din. Right? All these kinds of dinim. Oh. So then, if one Tanakhama, the God of the bias leaves New York, goes to Tel Aviv, comes back to New York within 3 days. Oh! 3 days, as Zach, as in, we know it from this whole sugya within Gimli and Rishonim, accepts it, and therefore, it works here as well. Let me finish. Reb Shimon denies 3 days. Reb Shimon doesn't hold many 3 days. What does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon holds, from a very, we'll call it a benign din. What does a benign din mean? Bami Makam Karov. Right? And according to these, showing me, Bami Makam Karov, and he didn't even know about it. And he walks in to a shiva house of his own family, even on day 7, he's in the Rulamos, to the din. He can pick up with them, even without a God of Abayis, even without within 3 days. A very benign din. Remember, he didn't hear about it first month in the Rambam and the Rosh. No Pratim. As these guys, I haven't answered yet. There is a Prat of Mokam Korah. I'm waiting for you to answer. You haven't come to me yet. Till tomorrow, I'm still waiting for you. Okay? I think I'm missing just a little Tzvarala. to how to answer that particular problem that you raised yesterday. Good question. But, Rabbi Ossai, in the case in which the person heard, he was right there. He heard about the Avelis, because he was right there, in New York. And then he went to Tel Aviv. And then he comes back. You need a Din Miyuchud of 3 days in order to enable him to pick up the calendar of relatives and stay behind. That's not a benign din. That's a very active, powerful din. But to have that powerful din, you have to have that 3 days, which Tanna Kamma does have. That's the most of the Farish. Holach, look at the Hemshech. Holach, Godel Abayisim et HaKvaris Mahu, because Godel Abayisim et HaKvaris Mahu, 3 days is a din b'suyim, and then we'll come to the conclusion, within 3 days, again, this is Tanna Kamma speaking. And of course, you have a Shiloh, which way does it go? The opposite way. So you never heard of it before, you walked in, pick up the count with them. But if you were there with them, and you left them, and now you want to be able to not to begin the Avelis when you were there, you witnessed the crew with your own eyes, but rather to start the Avelis as well as you left behind, that's quite a powerful halacha. And that powerful halacha exists only once Tanna Kamma within the 3-day intense period. But according to Rav Shimon, who denied the distinction between the first 3 days and the last 4 days, you only have the whole 7 day period, you know that powerful enough then, so therefore you're stuck. So the court is therefore the Maran of Yosef Karo, paints Rav Rambam. If someone from New York to Tel Aviv, left New York on Wednesday, came to Tel Aviv on Thursday, and came back to New York on Friday, everybody's count starts on Wednesday, and his count starts on Thursday, and he stays an extra day of Shiva. That's the stock of Maran. That is based on his interpretation of the Riz and the Rambam, which is the opposite of the Shach. I gave you the love that's behind it. Oh, everybody with me so far? You got it? So, we had a case some 20 years ago where someone had this situation. Someone went from New York to Tel Aviv and came back to New York, and they were looking for what to do, and they opened up a sefer called Yisod Etzmachus from Etzfelder. And he writes, he went west on Wednesday, he came there on Thursday, and he got back on Friday. The one who went and was at the barrel on Thursday has to count an extra day. So I called up Rabbi Felder and said, what are you doing, Rabbi Felder? It's against the Shach. It is against the Shach. So he said, I'll get back to you. Come back a day later. He said, you're right. It's against the Shach. I followed my Rebbe, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's off. I could have said I followed Rav Maran of Yosef Karo also, Lechara. He followed Rav Moshe. But because you answered the question, take a free copy of my Sefer. A free copy of the Sefer because I asked the Torah against the Shach. So then we passed Allah to the Rebbe Amegel Be'ovil. We followed the Shach. Against the Yisrael Yitzmach and Rav Moshe and the Maran of Yosef Karo. That's the difference. Now, an interesting, fascinating question as to what the Ramah means over here. After the Maran of Yosef Karo explained the chat written the Rambam, he adds, the Nid Halacha, Kevin Sharif Barambam, Maskinu Ladat Achat, Hachi Naktina, name the two of the girls. Maran, he followed Rif Rambam and left out the din. This is New York, telling of New York. He left it out because he followed Rif Rambam, he thought he was understanding. Zok Ramah, Badiyom there. Dr. Moshe, hey, the Svaras Arosh, the Svaras Rabotein, the Atur Fatim, the Rabbeinu Chanana, Kibbutzur, the Divi Aramban, the Mesa Zavaruko, the Chaynir, the Kabosayo, the Akinos, the Alocha, the Mesa Bavelus. What does that mean? This case! New York, Tel Aviv, New York. So the Ramban quotes from the Rabbeinu Safatim and the Rab that you, like the Shach, no? The Shach got it from. As you go, you count with everybody else, and you save a day, even though you were at a kavur a day later, everyone else began. So the Dr. Moshe seems to say, hey, it's possibly that way. No? That's why it's a kula. It's a make of love, it saves a day. Oh. Gewaltig. Gewaltig, Moshe. Gewaltig. Fine. Now that we saw this Ramah and Dr. Moshe, hey, let's turn to the words of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch in the same sense. how do you read these words is somewhat problematic. Everyone has Shulchan Aruch? We think we have more Shulchan Aruch than people right now. Everyone has Shulchan Aruch? If you don't have one, get one. We have a whole pile. Everyone has Shulchan Aruch? Look inside. Ramot Tzivchet. The Makabah, we know. You know what the Makabah says. Ramot. The Yesh Omri. Tafilu Bo Echod. Vein HaGod of Abayim. Rak Sheholach Vestorach HaMek. Im Chazat Tofim Yomim. Havik Kilu Hu Babayim. Rabo Tov Gimel Mo Neimoyim. V'yesh l'hokal k'svar azu. What does that mean? So the parenthesis says, l'cheinu b'tur. What's the case? What is the case, Rabbi Osai? So the Shach jumps in the Ramah. You say, v'emet harav nimshach ha-shkot ha-beit Yosef, shedat harav ba-akadat ha-riv, shehishmit. Right? And he says, quotes the Radak Emosh, ani omer, t'vorot ha-roshu, t'vorot ha-boseinu. And he gives a quotation to Dr. Moshe. Fine. Then he says, the Shach does say in the first wide line, I will aim Nirei Beis Yosef Nirei Mikor. Kamosh Kasafti Bis Sifri. I order my book. And the Nirei Beis Kamosh Kasafti Rambam Adat Sirif. The opposite. The opposite. Not that he just denies the whole din that he, New York, Tel Aviv, New York, picks up with the New Yorkers. No, it works even if he comes in the seventh day. Not that he's Minakotza Lakotza. What's shot in the rift? From one extreme to the other. But I'll call fun on both sides. How does Shach understand the Ramah? If I read the Shach correctly in the beginning of your base, he understands our God Shulchan Aruch of the Ramah to be saying the same thing as Dark Emotion. He says it's a service, no? He quotes Dark Emotion to explain how God Shulchan Aruch. No? What do you say, Rabbi? Look inside. Didn't he say that? Answer me. If I'm wrong, tell me now. Didn't the Shach say, Harav Nimshach? What's Harav? Harav is the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. It's Nimshach after what the Beis Yosef and the Dake Moshe and the whole business. And the Shach said the whole thing is wrong because the Beis Yosef had a wrong shot in the rift. But internally it's a consistent shot if the Beis Yosef shall be correct. Correct? Rabbi Yosef, Charlemagne, Emmett, I have a problem. Is that what the Ramah meant? Let's read again the Lashon of the Ramah. The Yeshom, the Filin and Bo Echad, the Imgal of Abayat, Rak Shaholach, the Torah Hameis, the Chodot Tolkim Yomim, Habik Yibuhu Abayim. The Lord told him, Yomim, Mo Neimorim. What happened? What's the case? So, I would love to say the Shach is right. And that's what Ramah means. That if I go, it's the same, exactly the same as the Dark Emotion. I'd love to say that. But I have a slight problem. Our problem is that the Shach, at the beginning of Sukkot Yud Gimel, look what he seems to be saying over here. Hakabah talking about Mona Imoyim. Habah is talking about Mona. Look inside. Habah is talking about Mona Imoyim. Lo Yedana Lama Hitzrich Shiyavo Tov Gimel. So the Svara do that tour. Ain't Sarek Raksha Godol Yachzer Tov Gimel. Tafilu Bo Hakarav Tov Zayin Mona Imoyim. 1 second. 1 minute. No, well, we're not going to the front of now. You see, there's one word that repeats itself 3 times, Rabbosai, in the first 4 lines of the Shach on the Amud Aleph. What's the word? The word is Harosh. The Harosh, Harosh, Harosh. Rush? Rush? How did Rush come shot this whole business? What did Rush shot in the whole sugi, remember? What happened, huh? The Matseva shot. I mean, that's a very good way to say it. The Matseva shot. He was there, he left and came back. Not to the people allowed him to his burial, but to fix the Matseva after the burial. So the Shach seems to be learning Abshat and Ramah, I'll feel the Rush. And there's one word which can indicate that. What's the word? Correct. The Tzorech Hameit. The word the Tzorech Hameit is found in the Torah when he quotes his father, the Rush. Not in his other discussion of it went to be Malavis Hameit. We don't use the word the Tzorech Hameit to describe Malavis Hameit to the Kvura. So now what's going on over here? If the Ramah means the Tzarech HaMeis, that there was a Kvura, everyone was together, and one day he picks up and goes to find the Matseva and comes back. That's only going to be relevant for whom, Rabbi Osai? For the Baal, meaning Malkum Korah, but he found he wasn't around. He went out of his house for a day. That's where the relevance is. As far as the God who went to the Matseva, our body's going to pick up the count. He made a thought of the count with everybody else. So I don't understand. What's the Ramah mean here in Nagosh HaKanah? It's what the Dakei Moshe says. That's what Zakeh Moshe meant. No! Zakeh Moshe is calling the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Tzofatim, right? That's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. That's the story that came with the Gadol goes along for the burial. So we have a major problem. What do the words mean here? True, the Zakeh Moshe threw in the word Svaras HaRosh. So the Chor, the Rosh, is not discussing this at all. The problem is, what is the relationship between the Dark Emotion of Cotton Hay and the Gosh of the Rock's Discuss? That's the problem. Are they the same thing? Are they the same thing or not? I realize that. But if it's Dark Emotion, cool. Are correct. That means if the Gadol is malaga the Mace and comes back, the New York Kennedy, Ben Gurion back to Kennedy, picks up the original count. That's what the Ramana Racha and Tzapata are talking about. And then suddenly starts talking about a rush, and the rush is a different case completely, where he was there from the beginning and went to pick the Mateva on day three, and just sort of mixes one to the other. You call it a Kasha Dark Emotion, call it a Kasha Nagor, call it a Kasha Mashah, the Kasha somebody. Somebody should point out that something is amiss over here. You know what? Truth is, it starts already in the tour. The tour is where the problem starts. Because the tour, if you have a tour, he quotes the 2 days in the Ramban, whether you require within 3 days or not, and then he ends, left on the page, Reish Pechet, Adoni Ovi Aroshdal, Kosta Kisvara Rishona, She'eno Nigra Achreem, Elim Ken Kosta Ragodol Tol Shlosh Yomim, Rebbein Yishalelu. That's not what the Rosh said. The Rosh mentioned 3 days, sure. But the Rosh is a different case completely. What's the Rosh's case? Where the guy was there for the Levaya, for the Kavura. Then in the middle he went around looking for a Maseva, and he comes back in 3 days, and the Bobo Makoro is moaning more. What's it do with the Ramban and the Rach in the 2 days? It's not doing anything. The Ravis is not doing anything. So the Shach sort of takes care of that a little bit. The Shach of the Daik, the lust of the tour. The tour didn't just say, Adoni Avi Arash Kotav Kisvar Arishon. Didn't say that. He added a line. What's the line? Shinondigrach Reim Elim Kain Chazar Adalatov Soshyonim. So what he's saying is, the tour is using his father's Svarah, which is set in a different place. Set in a different place on the previous page. Where Holach Agadol Tarchi Ameis, you need 3 days. So the tour is taking that far of the rush in case A and paskining based on that in case B. Case A is Turkey on Ace of the Matseva. Case B is we went to along with the Levaya. That's how the Shachlan's chat is the dike and the Lushan of the tour, that he added an extra line. All this is beautiful, but the tour added an extra line. But then it's some of the Dakar Mershi with the Ramah, it seems to be a lot of slip over here. It's not exactly precise and rigorous. That's my question I'm leaving with you. If you have a good answer, you'll let me know. It's a technical question. Okay. There are a number of other shittos and rishonos I have to bring to your attention presently. They come really from the Maram. One of them I'd like you to see in the Maram himself is Siman Ayin Beis. Everything we saw until now was from the Maram Siman Ayin Gimel. And Siman Ayin Beis is something very interesting. Same in high and day. First of all, the very last line of this page, the first page, page pay bays, he repeats what we had seen earlier with the incredible shot. Coloma, that's the last line there. Coloma, Mona Imoyen Behemi Mo. Woo! That's amazing, right? That's the Negro Macro. That's the amazing shot. Okay. Then we say on the next page, page Pe Gimel, he has the distinction of what? Also betol kvosa. What does that mean? Coloma, the third line, third word. Im yocho lovo betol gimel, el moko makever, oz negro amimo. Vein mona mashitosa magolo. Remain yocho lovo, moko makever, tol gimel, elu shim abayis mona miyad, the god of abayis, shalom abayis akvaras, mona mishitosa magolo, vein negro amimo. It's a limit. How long? What will happen? The god of abayis will take a 2-week trip to do the kvura, and everyone else is waiting behind. Didn't wait 2 weeks till they count the ship. It's ridiculous. The max, they put a cap on it. The most is 3 days. The Shach quotes this here in Sipkot Gimel. He quotes this from the Ravan and says it's not. He says, Asher Pirish Ravan the Shah Sochuk, Mikom Makom Hasvara Nechona. And he passes away in his summary. It's only going to be a maximum of 3 days to postpone the event of those day behind. That's the number one from the Rishon. Now that our God Usher Rabbosai, please turn. I got Ashri Simon Lamaket, another din of a Rishon, which the Shach embraces. He picks up all the Rishonim, yes. That's how the Ravan understood the Gemara. So the Shach, the Shach, the Gemara is very severe, but the Gemara is true anyway. It's not fair to keep 10 people waiting for 8 days while the God is traipsing through the jungle to do a Kavura.
Yeah, I mean, all the
demons
that were said,
of
course, doesn't mean that
you
have to get to
the Kavurah and back into the Kavurah. That's that. There. Let's take a look at the Yagos. Ashri, Sim, Lamed, Chet. Look what he said. That's like this. It's page Lamed, Vav. The Dabkov, Shebo, Etzam, Lamokam, Shemais, Shem, Hameis, O Lamokam, Kavurah. But the only time a bummer of karv is considered secondary to those who stay behind is if it's either makam amisa or makam akvura. The Shach quotes it and he likes it too. He quotes it in Sipkot and Yud Aleph. The Shach has lekutah. He likes this. He likes this. He quotes all these shitas, even though we don't find that everyone agrees with them. All right. Now, once the rush is open, we're going to see another dispute between the Shach and the Tur. We'll see it at first. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch? Everyone has to know. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch? Yes? Everybody? Let's look on the Shach that's starting today. Let's take a look. There's a dispute between two people as to what the rush meant. The Shach and the Tur. Okay? Okay. The Da'as HaRosh near release. It's right where it says Gilyan Marashot. It's after the Shach already says that the Beit Yosef is wrong and the Ramban is right shot in the Rambam. The Mefarish. Oh, the Asu begot Tlosa ala Acher Habo. Lo Husko the Dvar B'Shat im Chazer HaGodol Lebeiso Olo. El the Olam Hecha the Golach Godol Lebeiso Kvar. Ubo Acher Tom Shlosha. Mona Im Mohen. Liacha Shlosha Mona Liatzmo. So the words go plus to refer to the Acher, not to the Gadol. But if the Gadol did not leave, then he'd be passing up Shimon and come even on day 7. That's how the Shach learns from Shach within the words of the Rosh. However, the Tur disagrees. Hatur is really no. The Rosh Mefarsh had also the Gadol plus ala Gadol. The Gadol refers to the Gadol, not to the Bo Mimokam Korah. And the Shach doesn't like it too much. He wants to argue with the Tur about what the Tur's father said. I mean, when he pointed out, usually the son knows best, right? What his father meant, right? Right? Yeah. Okay. So the Karban Asanel agrees. The Karban Asanel agrees we should follow the son and not anybody else. Take a look at the Karban Asanel. Oz Chof. Pirish HaTur. The Koyal HaGadol. Everyone has a Gemara. No, that's for sure, no? I said the tournament shot was in the rush. Shach, snow. The chapter of the Gospel of the Flood refers to the Acher Abba. The Li Nira, the Reatur Shrir and the Kayamin. The Ikapir Shasha, Hello Ikara, you buy our stuff. Cave and Shalom with Sarah Hamay. Kimoshi Yeshna will buy his dummy. Oh, no. Remember the Rosh speaking, he went to the Nateva. It came in Mechalik, Al Acher Abba, Tok Plaza, Oliaka Plaza, for the Huski and Machadra Gadol Abeso, Olo, Koshin and Marisha. In Tachshav HaGadol Kamosh Yesh Nebubai, it's a Srodik Akash. In Tachshav HaGadol Kamosh Yesh Nebubai, straight through, the Akash of the Holocaust, the Torah Hamais, you cannot feel the Bo Akash, the Akash of the Yomi, even the Moyen, if he had stayed put. The Imlo Tachshav Kamosh Yesh Nebubai, I feel the Torah Kamosh Yesh Nebubai, Lo Yomi Moyen. Who cares that the Malcolm Korob guy came from within 3 days? The Bina Dach Gadol Abayas the Bayas. If you're a Tatur Nicha Mitzvara, the Tok, lost and father and God of the Bible, the Kavan Shalom, the Kim, the Sorah, the Mate, Havi Kimoshi, Yeshno, the Bible, the Kilavan Tzav. It makes sense that a 3 day camp on the God's excursion was a few of Achat Lassi Amoni Moy, that we never left. God of God of Achat Lassi, or Nashor of God of Kimoshi, the Bible, the Kavan Shalom, 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 the Fine. Let's, I want to show you, today's Shach Day, let's say again, where the Shach said, why you quote it in his name, that when the Torah quotes the Rosh, he doesn't mean that the Ramban is the same as the Rosh, he means just the Yisod of 3 days. Take a look here, we're still in page 372, in the standard Shulchan Aruch, he's having a fight with the Torah, leave it out for the moment. Oh. Towards the bottom of the first column. Oh, let's read a little bit more. Every word of the Shach is precious. After Viduk, where he fights with the Torah, let's start right away. Vidas, Rach, Rizgeas, Rafatin, Ramban, Sid.
Ben Tov Gimel Ach Gimel, you know. Im Chazir Agadol Tov Gimel, Sha'oz Mona Imohem. The love is Simas Agolel. Right, because he came back. Gam Habol Imoch, Gam Habol Imoch of Korah Mona Imohem. Im Chazir Ach Gimel, Sha'oz Mona Liatmo, Litzvarasam. Oz Gam Habol Imoch Liatmo. Ben Imoch Imohem, Lo Am Agadol Ach Liatmo. Aber כשחוזר הגולל, זה גם כן מנמד, כל נסים את הגולל, שמאסקו מיד זימל ששב בני הבית, אף שלא חכך לבית הכבוס, וחוזר אחר שלוש יומים, מכל מקום הרי הוא מונה עם מוין, וכיוון שמונה עם מוין מזה גולל, וכן גם הבא במונה עם מוין, בכל עניין, רק שמונה במקום קורא. This is the פשט of the Ramban. Okay, this is the same what the Ramban learned פשט, this is the פשט, this is the פשט, he left before the קבור. אבל הראש, אין עוד תולד למה שגולל מונה עם מוין, לא, And I call Tali Ben and Bor Tol Shlosha Olo. Yasha Venus go and God is going to shove him sharp in our bias. Yes, Chilim Ben Tol Shlosha Olo. And the Rosh Devil Lem Shad. This Asi Mitzorach Hamas. Maseva, Binyas, Fon. Let's do the whole story. I, the Torah says, it's Lora Rishona. No. He adds the word. She had a nigger ach rain on his gun shkot tol shlosha olo. Kosev the kitter. But when the Yopi is out, Kosev the Lora Rishona. She nigger ach rain on his shabbat tol shlosha. Aber was gibt mit warb der Khamen Zimmer zu gold lo. Right? And the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh disagrees with this. And he says now at the top of the second column, the Yishame Labi in his Sugi the Shemite and El Ayrib in his Kolos Avel as we learned earlier. So the Rosh disagrees with the Ramban. It's a complete disagreement. And he puts in a parenthesis in a narrow line on the second column. So therefore the Torah, I can't dictate that Torah. Now the fourth wide line in the second column, the kasa. On the Rabbi Rashi, kasa is the story shown, and the answer is verbiage. She no digger akram elam ken chazatov nagadatov shlosha. What's the loma? But that davka hits the story shown him. Only if it's part of 3 day cutoff. As against the preacher's chavzayin, he bashes him, as we saw earlier. Okay. Fine. So he's bothered by what the Torah here and there. Says the Shach, the Masha Tanta lo Koshamidi, the Hosta Mairi, Linyan Askolas Avelos, Kasim Sivay, the Khan, the Pes, Mairi Shesilu Shneyan Bishorav, is a borrower. So now what the Shach talks into the Torah is by saying that the Torah and Sivkes, the only personal private position that the Torah ever took in Sivkes is to be with his father. Which is a different case completely. He went to the middle to build a matzeva. He didn't discuss what his private position is with respect to the machlokes, with the Rambam, with the Rak, with the Sfarfatim, with the Raivin, and he quotes at length. He didn't take a position on that. His position is rather enunciated and surveyed. So what do? He follows the Gadol HaBayis completely. Then he gives his Balavach in the text I mentioned to you before about based upon the Maram, and the Mechaba must hold that way. Why would the Mechaba hold that way? Because he quotes the Rambam. Right? The Elish and Ishul Khan, Mia, Mona, Mishyota, Ames. I can't be like the Torah to base. The act of the terrace, which you gave before, depends. Darsham, and Darsham doesn't mean only Darsham, but Nishasham, etc., etc. How do we pass from the Halacha? Says the Shach and Adina. We follow the Reef, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Smag, the Ben Yeruchim. So cute. The Reef is the way I learn Shach. The Rambam is the way I learn Shach. Says the Reef, says the Shach. Not a way to Rabbi Yosef Kalim Shah, and therefore the Mekilim Biyodel, and the Ramban agrees, etc., etc. This is what he says. Okay, fine. But the Rosh is in, even though the Rosh may not be shot in the Gemara according to the Gedolim, we pass like him anyway. That's what he says. That's the combination of the Ramban and the Shach and Kotin Yevayz, and it's a Kotin Gimel. He sort of repeats it all over again. Repeats it all over again. Any questions about? It's all clear as mud. And we just went through the Efezo Chaz a few times. We went through the sugya. Now we come though to the hard part. So that was easy. We have to go through the Shubat Maram. I'm going to try to advance my shots in the Maram, which I advanced already yesterday. And we'll have to see if it works. Because Ari asked the Kasha, which threw me for a real loop. Not that, it's an hour ago. I didn't have a chance to recover even from his Kasha. And that is that there may be a problem how to reconcile one Maram with the other, the same paragraph. And on the contrary, if you're looking for the Emes, the second half of the paragraph will shed light on the first. That everybody has to be all out Maram, right? With Xerox, everybody. Everyone has a copy. Let's all look at the Maram. It's one paragraph only. Paragraph for Lee Nira, page Pei. That's the key paragraph. As we already pointed out, the machlokes that the Rabbi and the Rav Yosi, the machlokes Bavli and the Mishalmi, and the Maram takes upon himself as a Talmud to make us there should be no machlokes, there should be no disagreement. How do you do it? Let's see again. Hard to come up a Gemara Dizan, Mona Imoyen. This is the fourth one of Targum Belief. Vishyotim Efes of Beso. Hayna Mishagor La Bayez Zor Bekan Im Shar Echov. Now, what's obvious? What's the obvious fact which is missing from this presentation? Come on. The obvious fact missing here. No. Obvious fact. What is the itinerary of you and the traveler to the Gadol HaBayis? Where did he go? What was his itinerary? Half of the sound of the parish. What is that? All off the base of Clark. What half is missing, Rabbi Osman? He came back. How come it's not found? Then it left us the main fact. The main fact is missing that he came back. He had us come back. Right? Then he came back. Now the skill of the Shabbat bias is if he never left. Why did he say he came back? I mean, isn't it obvious? Hello, double. Never the main fact that he came back. So my shot yesterday was That's why I put in the word Dorbikar. Because the average person wants to observe the Shiva in its comfort of its comfort, in the discomfort of his own house during the 7 days of Avelis. So when the Maram said Dorbikar, what he really meant to say was Chodobikar. That's what I told you about yesterday. Notice the word Chodob is missing. Not found here. But if it's obvious, that must be included in the word Dor. That's the gem. Vaita. This is the Bavli. This is the easy part. This is the Bavli. Have you learned so far? Now, behold the Kambi Rishalmi. Now, what was the gears of the Rishalmi that the Maram had? It's unfortunately in brackets. They can't be sure as to what the gears was, but on page Pezalin, what gears are the Chumra? Shemagodah Mishpacha Khan. Elu ve'elu modem ishiyata ameis v'golem ishpacha sham elu ve'elu modem ishiyata magolem. Whose gears is that? That's the Russian gears with the power of Lechumra, right? Lechumra problem. We'll have to come back to how the Maram contends with it soon. Be patient for a moment. V'ha d'kama monei mohen d'havle kilo d'shev abayit. Fine. Ha d'kama b'yushalmi v'ha d'kama ishpacha kan. That's the last of the Rishalmi. God of Mishpacha Dor Khan, who mixes Echov Dorin Shom, Vishu Nikbarbo, who Motala Hadadi because Lot the Yomim, Elush Shom, Elush Bekan, Monim Shiyat and Petra Bait, the came at the Motala Hadadi because Lot the Yomim, have a Kulu Nami Tvela low. Stop, there's a line missing. We'll get to the line in a minute. What does this mean, Rabotai? What is the itinerary of the Gadol HaBayis in this case? Did he go anywhere? Yes or no? Did the Gadol HaBayis leave his house here? Yes or no? What do you say? Yes or no? No, how come he didn't say so? Should have said so. What's the answer? He said so. Gadol HaMishpacha Dor Khan. The Dor Khan, again, that just means Dor Khan, where he lives. Dor Khan means, it's a short answer saying, that he stayed there in his house with Blackbeard's day. Now, how do I know this is true? How do I know it's true? Because let's turn that to the Baram Kumra business. Let's finish. All right, what are the missing words from the Constantina version of that goes Maimonides?
Vigod
Abayis. Dor B'Makom. Shadikbar? No. Oh, Elu ve'elu, Mona Mishnah Sinagolel. That's missing. As we have in the Gotan, I think the bit of a more elaborate version of the Divrei Sofrim. Okay.
Wait,
I'll come back to that later. Now, and there's no God or no one's problem. Frank the Rarab, listen carefully. We'll call it Perusha, the last 10 lines, 8 lines. Kosha, Mao, I call it Hakama Kumra Kumra. Hazim and Kulu. Dim Hoya God of Mishpacha Khan, Elum Shashav, Monim Shiyat, the President of Bay, the Kulu Zoli land. The counting is the 7 days. That's the cash. He gets twice as 7. 9 days. The 9 days. What's it based upon? You're the first. Why? The cave was the God of Mishpacha, Hiskel, Abel, the Tabel. Here it is, checkmate. God of Abayas, Hiskel, the Tabel. Obviously, he didn't leave his house. Because if you would have gone, it wouldn't have started Abelis yet. It's proved that in the first case of the Yerushalmi, the God of Abayas stayed home. Yes. Could be, but he. Could be, but in this he's being so specific, talking about his Lab Dafka in this case. So just to summarize on both sides, we have two cases in the Yerushalmi, and let's add the point of the Maram. In the second case of the Yerushalmi, we know what clearly the Maram says. What's the case in the second case of the Yerushalmi? The Gadol went with the Oren to the Kfura. The Gadol begins at the day of the Kfura, and everybody in the world is schlepped after that count. Those who were by the Kavura, those who were in the house, everyone slept late. That's the Chumrah, because the God of the Bank accompanies the Aron to the Kavura. Correct? at the second case of the Yerushalmi. What's the first case of the Yerushalmi? We know what it is. The God of Abaya stayed behind. Right? The God of Abaya stayed behind. Okay? The God of Abaya stayed behind. Where's everybody else? Who are the Elu of Elu? It's unclear exactly who the Elu of Elu are. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is what case? Elu of Elu, Monim Mishiyetze Ames. Who are the Elu of the Elu? Who are they? The God of Abaya stayed behind. Everybody counts early. The Ramban, the Ramban later on. The guys who are enslaved to be the Mokom HaKvura, sure they start early when they hear about it. But they're going to end by Mokom 7 days after the Kvura. Correct? That's what he says in the Beferish. Okay? And in Mishas Shalom, they started off in place B. So that's the change from yesterday, my shop. The word Mishas Shalom, that's a little bit better now, they weren't there. They were waiting by the cemetery. They heard about that this was the lost Pony Express. That seems to be shot. I'm only left with is about the following question. Maybe you can answer me. You need a detective. What is shot is the lashon of the Maram earlier. Again, it's Hoki Perusha. And when God on the Shabbat of Dor Khan, which I interpret to mean, stays here, he has to stay there, who mixes Ech of Dor and Shom, the ear Shadik Barba, who hit the key, who matu la'adadi v'go tlasa yomen, where yomen is in brackets. Who came to whom? Who came to whom? They have an expression, mi amar al mi, mi alach al mi. Who went where? The question, how do you learn Shabbos? Who went where? So, one possibility is that the people who were at D, those who Dar Shav, who presumably were there, and they heard about the loss from afar, then what? They count from Pesach Beso, the Kovat HaGadol, and they keep 7 days, they keep 9 days in total at the mountain at the end. But these fellas, what was their itinerary? Did they stay in the Mokom HaKvura, and therefore they keep 9 days? Or even if they come back to the Mokom HaMisa, they still keep 9 days? How do you live shot? These guys, presumably were only Shomer, they started up in the Mokom in the cemetery. Where did they end up the Shiva? Or the Tisha for them? Where? Is the Tisha for them only if they stay in the cemetery? Or even if they go back to join the brother, the God of Abayas, the Mokom HaMisa? That's one thing which is not clear to me. And number two, I'm not exactly sure, and it's related, what does it mean, Matul La'adadi B'gon Tlas HaYomen? Who came to whom? Who came to whom? So if you want to minimize travel, you could say, there's only one one-way trip. What's that? The people who are by the cemetery, after they attended the burial, and they wanted to be with their family, so they got on a horse, or whatever, they walked, and they got back within 3 days to the place where the Godel is, and presumably other brothers are there as well. That would be the minimal travel. One trip. Who did the trip? The trip was only taken in one direction, from the cemetery to the place where he died. One trip and one trip only. That's what it means, you could suggest, Matul HaDodi B'Gol Tlas HaYomen. They took the trip in less than 3 days. To Eilu Shasham, Ve'Eilu Shabakan, all count Mishiyetim in Pesach Abayis, because they all considered failure, though I weren't there, they heard about it. And as he said at the end of the paragraph, that they keep count 9 days. Should we settle for that shot? There's only been anyone going back and forth in this case? No one back and forth. The Bakhti went back and forth. In the Shami case one, no one back and forth. Since the guys came from place B to place A, and they still count 9 days. This would be the least amount of travel. What's the safer? Second case of the Yerushalmi. One more time. What did the Rambam? What was the second case in the Yerushalmi? Unfortunately, the word the T line is missing over here. So what is the it's worth writing down in this conference? You should have it. What is the second case of the Yerushalmi as we have in Constantina? Not a desert ago, but close. Shegodol Habayis Dor B'Mokom Shenikbar Oz Monin Mishayitzasim Agolel V'Kevan Shedorshav V'Holachim Ameis L'Kovro Oz Kulon Feilin Lo.
Everybody counts from the later count. So I want to suggest that Dor is Canadian, and he also be allowed after. Because when he starts off by saying Dor, he didn't say, I should go to the Bayes Dor, but Malcolm should nick for Dor after the show. Why did he say it? Because it's obvious again. If he lives there, so he probably went along with the Oren and the Shiva where he lives, and then he just sort of repeats it later on. Again, maybe the word Dor is left out. Here's the only place in any of the Rishon I saw where the two are mentioned side by side. Dor Shom V'Halacham. So again, I'm sticking back with my shot. I prefer to say that Dor is left out. It fits much better than Mechaber, because the Mechaber never mentioned the word Dor anywhere. So the Shach is trying to project the Maram onto the Mechaber. If you have the word Dor as a real requirement, you can call someone a safer again. But if Dor just means he went, then it fits in well, as we said before. That's my shot. I'm sure that the Talmidim will have what to say, so we'll hear what you have to say until tomorrow. I have a few more minutes just to finish up a few details. The Shach, unfortunately, is not out of Maram. And therefore, as the Sefer Divrei Sofer points out, he read the Mordechai wrong. Can't blame him. The more he has to cast against the Mordechai. Take a look at the Shach Yubei. He says he doesn't understand the Mordechai. He starts off by saying that there's no machlokas. Oh, this is in Yud Gimel. Where's Yud Bey? Yud Gimel. It's Yud Bey. He starts off, he says, see what I, look at this. Where is it? The Teda, the Akkach of the Mordechai Kufay Terach Lamekain. The line starts with the Mordechai. It's about a little more than halfway down the second column. Shemitchila Kosev Lutira Sheirishalmi Pligi Hashas Bidan. Vachakach Kosev Vlo Yachla Doshav Shalonim. That's the Fizet. The Stira Gluya. By the way, I think the word the Fizet Dvorah should be the Vorenu in the Maram. I think it's the title also. I think it should be. Ela Vadai. Look what he says. Mashakosev Mitchila. The Polik, Hainu Bechazer HaGadol LeBeito. Yeah? Because the Gadol went back to his house. To be shown to the Yerushalmi, Eino Mechalek Bekach. Umashma, the Bechol, Inyan Holch and Achar HaGadol. Whether the Gadol came back or didn't come back. But it's whether the Bavli Rabotai, if the Gadol came back, what happened? Adar Abba. The Gadol is tough of the home to those who stayed behind. So in this Bekuda, says the Shach, the Machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. Mashakotah Bachakah V'lo Yachlok Hainu Dinisha Shom V'mokam Shadosha. In that case, there's no Machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. This is the last time of the Shach before it comes to the Din. So the Bir HaLocha here in Siv Beis, the Ramah Af points out that unfortunately the Shach didn't have the Maram. When the Maram said before there's a machlokes, it's according to Raivis. But the Maram says at the end there's no machlokes, according to himself. That's the answer to the steering. Shach made up a steering, get up with Kemba the Terrace. That's not the steering, no steering, no cash, no terrace. Gavra, Gavra, Karamin. The Raivis is a machlokes, Babi Nushalmi. And the Maram says there's no machlokes, Babi Nushalmi. Oh. So now, what I just want to finish up tomorrow. That's still not finished the sugya. It's to see in the Divrei Sofer how the Bir HaLocha learns Dor is Daska. He's going to be stuck in such a big dochak about time. I think that some of you who are not so convinced that I'm right will come along. Because you're going to see there's going to be tremendous dochak if you take the word Dor to mean literally. Number one, it's a machaba, so straight up at the main point. Number two, Mineo Bey with a Shani Rishali, you're stuck. If you want to read it in advance, you'll look at Jim Maslow up in the Bir HaLocha. So Mishnah will do that. And tomorrow, in the middle of the Shir, we're going to finish the Sugya of Gadol HaBayis, and we'll start the Siyata of the Shmaya, the Sugya of Regel. Oh, that's your test. That's where the Lumda starts. That's where the high school Kolo started. That's where, if you want to go straight, we have to start the Sugya. We'll try to do these Sugyas. You have Numa Makaymas, Regel. It'll be a big Sugya. But Mr. Shem, it's not as complex, but not even close to this one. It'll be much easier for us to go through that Sugya in the days ahead. Okay. Thank you for your patience today, Shia.